Movies sometimes mimic life, and for years, Palestinian audiences have been served a diet of documentaries about the Intifada. A new drama, The Olive Harvest, has a different focus. It's a collaboration between a Palestinian cast and director and an Israeli crew. NPR's Julie McCarthy attended showings in the West Bank and in Israel and has this report.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Filmed in the Israeli-occupied West Bank outside Ramallah, the camera sweeps across an intoxicating landscape of honey-colored horizons and terraces of ancient olive trees. As the movie opens, the male lead, Mazen, is released from an Israeli prison. He served 15 years for setting fire to a new Israeli settlement that, if completed, would have destroyed the olive groves of his village. Grateful villagers welcome him back in a shower of rose petals. Once home, Mazen stands on a windswept rise overlooking his land and rejoices. The enigmatic Mazen Saadeh makes his acting debut in The Olive Harvest. His character, who has the same name, writes poems, renounces violence, and wants nothing more than to work the land. His fiery younger brother, Taher, is imbued with a mission of another sort. He works for the Palestinian Authority in an agency trying to stop Jewish settlements in the West Bank, and he tells his brother Mazen, it's like a network of cancer cells, and the answer is chemotherapy. The Israeli occupation plays only a bit part in this complex tale of love, family obligation, and female independence. Taher has promised the village beauty Rida that he will marry her. But when his older brother Mazen gets released from prison, Taher must postpone his plans because tradition demands the older Mazen marry first. But romance builds between Mazen and Rida, beneath the olive groves, where she listens to his poetry about her.
لماذا يدور قلبي حول حلو الكلام وردة لجفاف الروح أنا لست أنا.
Rida is torn between two worthy brothers, until her father, the village patriarch, orders her to marry Mazen. As Mazen prepares to marry Rida, the younger brother Taher exacts his revenge for being denied the woman he loves. He torches the village's 2,000-year-old tree, talking to it as he does so. You, the protector of my honor and land, I watered you with my heart. Why did you favor my brother? The ending leaves the love triangle unresolved, and the Palestinian audience in Ramallah uncomfortable. In the discussion that follows the screening, they say, we would never burn a tree. Others call the film's bucolic portrait of Palestinian rural life fanciful, especially in this time of occupation. What troubles Ramallah poet Mohammed Zakaria is that the Israeli occupation finds its way into the film at all.
I would like to see a love story without an Israelis in the scene, because we are facing them daily and every night, every day and every minute. So you are speaking about going to the cinema as amusement. We have to have some kind of that.
A different sentiment back inside the auditorium, where the Palestinian audience says the film does not portray the Israelis harshly enough. Palestinian director Hanna Ilyas answers the charge. He calls the hatred on both sides the dance of violence that he refuses to join. Top Yasser Arafat lieutenant Sakhar Habash comes to the director's defense. This film treats the settlement issue in a fair and effective way, he says. When one man complains, why show the West that we destroyed trees? Habash shoots back. The film shows Western audiences the reality of Palestine and how the people love the land. But director Hanna Ilyas says the key message of the film is that women should have the same rights as men. He says the autocratic father figure in the film represents the patriarchy that represses Palestinian women.
Everything is geared toward men, toward pleasing the men, toward sustaining this macho patriarchal society, which is, it's like a big scam. They're as worse as the Israelis, but they don't talk Hebrew. What's the difference? I'm angry at the Israeli because they took a grove and I'm taking the freedom of a woman, a whole womanhood in my society. This is where the problem resides.
At the Jerusalem International Film Festival on the Israeli side, the olive harvest raises delicate questions for different reasons. One woman in this Israeli audience complains that Israelis in the film are portrayed with bulldozers and rude soldiers at checkpoints. The film's American producer, Silicon Valley high-tech tycoon Kamran Alehian, feels the question.
So when you're shooting a movie in Palestine, you show the environment in Palestine. And if you don't show the reality, you would be ignoring your conscience.
As they spilled out into the lawn, members of the audience at the Jerusalem screening, however, had mostly warm words for the film. Jerusalem resident Riva Unterman says the olive harvest should have opened the film festival.
We live with this reality. Let's see this. I'd love my children to see this. I hope they'll soon have Hebrew subtitles. But for us Jewish artsy-fartsy crowd, this is our thing, and then we all have like a glass of wine afterwards with all the Arabs sitting in their terrible conditions, and we're all sitting here in the free Jerusalem.
The cast and director of The Olive Harvest, all Palestinians, and the film crew, Israeli, fell in and out of love, dodged danger filming in the occupied territories, and formed a bond, they say, that makes this production unique. A Palestinian romance on the big screen is novel enough, and the film's producers are hoping that will attract audiences in the U.S. The Olive Harvest played to sold-out crowds at the San Francisco Film Festival this spring, where it won critical acclaim. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.